Brent Gardner-Smith, editor and executive director of Aspen Journalism. Thanks for joining me.
No, you're welcome.
The news brief. You wrote a story late last month, Colorado water officials stepping up demand management efforts. This was based on a big water meeting in Vail. Water meeting, meaning water officials from across the state. What was the upshot of that meeting?
The upshot of the meeting is that officials are really concerned that Lake Powell is dropping so far that it's going to mean that Glen Canyon Dam can't produce electricity and can't release enough water to meet the state's downstream obligations, which, if that happens, it means a compact call could occur, which means that anyone with a water right later than 1922 could be asked to turn off their water right, stop diverting.
That subject has been bandied about in the media for at least a decade. And what's different about this discussion than previous ones?
The fear of a compact call coming up the Colorado River is the biggest boogeyman in Colorado water. And now it looks like the boogeyman's on a slow-moving train and he's coming.
So, to use a Game of Thrones metaphor, winter is here. Is that so?
Yes, it's suddenly, you know, what used to seem like a far-off, distant, but scary proposition now looks like a still scary, but closer proposition.
How close?
If we have the same kind of summer next year that we had this year, very close.
And the same kind of winter we had last year.
Yes.
Reading your article, reading the first, you know, four paragraphs, the thought came to mind, what does it take for all of us to understand and accept that we need to change the way we use water? I mean, officials seem to be hedging. And, you know, we have to be careful about what we say and how we say it and who we say it to. And I'm concerned that if this hedging continues to go on, water users won't change their use patterns. I mean, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think in a broad picture, probably all of us can find ways to use less water. But what the water managers in the state are really focusing on is agriculture and irrigation, because that uses the most water in the state.
80%, right? 85%?
Roughly, yeah.
Talk about demand management. This seemed to be a big part of those meetings.
Demand management is another sort of classic euphemism in the water world. They're trying to figure out a way, can we reduce demand on the system? Can we get people to use less water? Can we incentivize people not to irrigate as heavily as they currently are? Which comes down to, can we get people to grow fewer crops? Now, that sounds kind of easy in a way, but if you're an irrigator or if you're an agriculturalist or you're growing alfalfa year to year, it's hard to stop doing that because it changes the income stream to your farm potentially, right. And the alfalfa may not come back in the same way after you stop mm-hmm. watering it. So what they're trying to do with irrigators is say, well, how can we make it worth your while to do that? Can we give you enough money and do it in a way that doesn't jeopardize your water right, doesn't destroy your ranch, doesn't bum you out on a day-to-day basis, but is actually good for your farm operation? Can you use water as another crop? So rather than selling alfalfa, can you sell your water on a temporary basis?
Wow. Where does that money come from?
Well, that's another good question. No one's really sure just yet. Maybe it comes from private philanthropy. Maybe it comes from the state. Maybe we pass a tax that gives the state a pool of money to work from to the benefit of all of us. Maybe it comes from a Front Range municipality. No one's really sure yet.
You said there's another way to look at this. What is that?
As a neighborhood, say, we have a big bucket of water at the end of our street that we all use and depend on.
Okay.
The water in that big bucket is dropping to the point where we may not be able to depend on it anymore. Mm-hmm. So we all may have to change the uses in our neighborhood to keep that big bucket of water full. That's demand management.
Pretty simple. It's pretty simple.
That's demand management. And we might get paid to use less water to keep that bucket full. And if we don't get paid to keep that bucket full, then someone's going to come turn off some of our water.
Well, Brent Gardner-Smith, editor, executive director of Aspen Journalism, thank you for the water lesson.
I feel like a water preacher. But I'm in over my head.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.